from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, October 28th. Coming up, there's a reboot of a newsletter originally published in the 1980s for the local lesbian community. We'll learn more about the latest Lavender newsletter from Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Test scores in English and math remain well below pre-pandemic levels for Illinois students. That's according to the state report card out Thursday. Susie Ahn reports.
Overall proficiency levels in English for elementary school students were slightly worse than last year, and math remained the same. But educators across the state say they are seeing improvements. Tony Sanders is superintendent of School District U46 in Elgin. He doesn't think one test is the best measure of student performance.
This is the first time we've had new designations and a year where every kid tested once again in 3 years. We're really looking at this as baseline data. We're certainly taking it to heart, reviewing it closely and trying to look in for opportunities for where we can improve.
State officials say while proficiency is down, test scores show students actually grew more academically in 2022 than in 2019.
I'm Susie Ahn.
To learn more about what's on the Illinois State Report card, go to illinoisnewsroom.org. Meanwhile, low-income students in Cerro Gordo in Piatt County have jumped ahead in reading faster than their peers across east-central Illinois. Brett Robinson is the superintendent of Cerro Gordo Schools. He attributes student progress to early reading programs, like small reading groups and individual tutoring for those playing catch-up.
We have four specialized teachers in the early elementary grades that have ongoing training each year, and they set aside portions of their day to do one-on-one 30-minute sessions.
That information and more came out on the 2022 report cards for Cerro Gordo and other local districts yesterday. The state calculated growth by measuring students against their peers starting at the same grade and assessment score. Cerro Gordo is a small rural district in Piatt County. Of the roughly 500 students, about one-third are low-income. Democrat Mary Jane Theis was sworn in as Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court this week. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Theis says her top priority is ensuring everyone across the state has equal access to a lawyer. According to a 2021 report from the Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission, almost 90% of lawyers in Illinois practice in Chicago and its collar counties. Theis says this can be especially hard for smaller counties that may not have enough funding to hire public defenders.
It's a structural problem of how we fund our courts, but it's even larger than that, where we're seeing new lawyers, young lawyers coming in the metropolitan areas and not the rural areas.
Before assuming her new role, Theis served as a justice on the court for over a decade. She succeeds Ann Burke, who announced her retirement last month. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Champaign County Humane Society has taken in so many animals recently, the shelter has reached capacity. Executive Director Mary Tiefenbrunn says the shelter is under stress and cannot give each animal as much attention as usual.
For example, you're not going to be able to maybe get the dogs out for their three walks a day if it's taking all day to get all the kennels disinfected and the essentials done.
She says diseases like upper respiratory infections spread more quickly when facilities reach or exceed their capacity. Tiefenbrunn says there's no one reason more people are dropping off their pets. She says some people might have adopted pets during the pandemic but couldn't care for them after returning to in-person work, or they might be struggling to afford pets because of inflation. Tiefenbrunn encourages all owners to spay or neuter their pets to prevent even more homeless animals. Still to come, we'll learn more about a new publication for Champaign-Urbana's queer community. Sydney Wood tells us about the Lavender newsletter, coming up next on 217 Today.
The gritty crime drama Vandervolk has returned to Masterpiece for a second season. Actor Mark Warrant returns in the role of Piet Vandervolk. He's a bad-tempered lead detective who looks like an old skateboarder but thinks like a forensic psychologist. He and his team deal with high-profile cases that expose Amsterdam's cultural contrasts. You can watch both seasons now as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Champaign-Urbana's latest queer publication, the Lavender Newsletter, will release its second edition on November 1st. The publication is a reboot of a newsletter originally published in the 1980s aimed at lesbians. This new version is meant to be for all members of the local queer community. In this conversation with Sydney Wood of the Illinois Student Newsroom, founders Jada Fulcher and Sophie West talk about the inspiration behind the newsletter and their plans for its future.
I am Jada Fulcher. The Urbana Free Library has an Instagram page, and they'll post their archives. Sometimes during Pride Month, they posted a picture from our sort of inspiration, the Lavender Prairie newsletter, which was a lesbian publication that ran out of CU from the 1970s, 80s to the 90s, early 2000s. And I was like, that's cool. Wish something like that existed. And I talked to Sophie about it. And we thought about this project as something that could happen in the modern day. And then we just kept trying to make it happen. And now here we are.
As being former students from the university, what did you think about Champaign-Urbana's queer scene when you first started here as students?
I mean, when I got here, I started off not really exploring the whole of Champaign-Urbana as a city, but keeping focused on campus town. In the campus queer community, there are a lot of additives. I mean, I lived in Allen Hall, which is possibly one of the gayest places you can be on campus. And I mean, that was great. And I immediately created a friend group that was very queer friendly, and then COVID hit. And then everything kind of shut down. But as things have slowly been building back up, we've had starting this sort of intermingling of campus queers and the larger queer community within this town. And as I've been experiencing that larger queer community, I think it's been easier for me to kind of embrace not only my queerness, but also my queerness and my blackness. Being able to explore that, I think, has been a really great experience for me, which is another inspiration for working on this newsletter.
And what do you hope the newsletter does for local LGBTQ students and residents? What is its mission in the community?
I think the mission is building community. People feel isolated, so we're hoping to create a central space so people don't feel that isolation anymore. This is a way to make it a bit easier to find people with similar identities and be able to share that time with them and create meaningful community.
What is the importance of your newsletter being focused on the broader LGBTQ community rather than specifically lesbians, what the Lavender Prairie News did?
My name is Sophie West. There's just been a lot of transphobic rhetoric and legislation attempted to pass in this country, and not to say at all that the lesbian community is exclusive of trans people, but we want to keep sort of the local queer community learning together, learning about each other and their different identities. We feel that education is to some extent a part of it. Just as we're all interacting with each other, we're learning about each other. There's a really beautiful community here, and that if we expand the audience of this newsletter, we can better represent that community. So hopefully just giving them the tools to build community so that they can take those with them elsewhere and continue to build queer community and share queer joy wherever they go, even as all of these things are happening. Also, if you're young and queer and you're listening and you want something to happen that isn't in your community, you can literally just do it. People will show up, put a flyer in a coffee shop. People will come through, I'm learning. This is a really generous community. It's a really beautiful community.
That was Sophie West and Jada Fulcher speaking with student journalist Sydney Wood. The Lavender Newsletter's next edition will focus on the midterm elections. It comes out November 1st. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy today with a high of 62 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Susie Ahn, Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, Miranda Zonka, and Sydney Wood. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.